101.5. Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
A new company is taking on the iPhone for one of the available features. And when I tell you what this is, you're going to be like, wait, what? And full disclosure, this is not just an iPhone thing. This is on every phone, Android, whatever. It's also on other technology. But this company, I think, is just using Apple to piggyback their, message.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what it is. It's a company called Eve Sleep. It's a sleep wellness company. And they've asked Apple to delete the snooze button from the clock app in the update.
And why is that?
Basically, it says that having a 9-minute alarm after you've already woken up once is damaging to your mental health and also it doesn't give you the benefits of the deep sleep like you might want. They said they're starting to recognize the effect the snooze button is having on people. So basically, it can have a detrimental effect on your mental health, and it says you're essentially multiplying the assault on your brain and body each time you press snooze by repeating the impact on your nervous system every time you get woken up. And so if you hit the snooze button for like 30 minutes, you've now woken up several times in that 30-minute span, and your body is continuously getting stressed out every time it wakes up. And it's better for you to just set the clock for when you want to wake up and get up.
So the fact that I have 7 different alarms on my phone,
that's awful.
I'm killing myself.
You're literally killing yourself.
I think we should take this even a step further and just get rid of the alarm because that's really the assault of my brain.
That's what it is.
Get a rooster. Bring it in the room.
Yeah.
I'll wake you up.
Wait, they said snooze is bad for you. So are you going to ditch snooze? Because I just feel like I can't.
I'm sorry. There is just no way. Like, and then two, like... It takes time.
Well, there
time
is, though, a way, because you just do it.
No, I can't. Sorry. Listen, we wake up so early. I've already figured I'm probably going to die 10 years before I should.
Okay. Yes.
So, I mean, it's just a fact of life. I'm sorry. I'm a snooze. Thank you for trying to make me healthy.
Well, that's what they're trying to make you healthy. I feel like I should try this one day and just...
And probably not show up for work. Let's just be honest.
Well, I would like to try.
It's hard.
Yeah.
This is one of my goals, and feels horrible.
Do you hit snooze?
No. That's like I just wake up and I'm like, okay, it's horrible, but I know in 5 minutes it's going to feel worse if I try to wake up again.
That's what I'm saying.
And like, so I get up now.
It literally hurts your body. Like, it makes cortisol, which is the hormone that creates stress for and anxiety for you. So you're already starting the day with a bad mood.
That's okay. I'm not getting rid of my snooze button. Sorry.
Can we save all that? When I said it puts you in a bad mood, and then Miguel said, that's okay.
That's okay.
Okay, just so we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
Good. This thrift store in South Carolina, and I know you're like, wait a minute, why is this trending in Tampa Bay? Because it has made its way over here as a real interesting, weird story. So this thrift store in South Carolina featured a queen canopy bed frame and like a big, tall dresser. Mm-hmm. And so it's at a thrift store. It's going for cheap anyway. But there's a note on it that said the previous owners say this furniture is haunted.
Oh, what? No, 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 no.
It says, please note, previous owners report that the dresser is haunted. He reports continuous nightmares for he and his wife while it was in their room. He also reports the dogs would not stop barking at it. And so the thrift store owners felt the need to disclose that. Because they're like, listen, we're not like, superstitious totally, but it might be bad juju to put that out or to keep that to ourselves.
Yeah, I would really want to know if I had a piece of haunted furniture. To me,
same.
One of the scariest things is if you have an animal and it's just barking into nothing, or if you bought this bed without knowing that it was haunted, that would be one of the creepiest things. I wonder, is there anyone in the Miguel and Holly family listening that's like, I actually bought something from a thrift store and it was haunted.
Like an old relic of sorts.
Yeah.
And it could be anything. It could be like a kitchen appliance.
Yeah.
It could be furniture.
Call us up, 877-999-1015.
That's what's trending in Tampa Bay with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
All right, it is 7:34, and we got to get to Blaine because he's literally almost beside himself because he hasn't heard from Courtney in a while.
Okay.
I mean, now this is after they've been hanging out for almost a month. We got to find out why, after the last time they hung up, she just hasn't called him back after a month of dating. What's going on? We'll find out with Blown Off at 7:45 with Miguel and Holly.